So it's hard to imagine there's going to be Yidush as Meisr Sheni. So the Shaila is going to be Meisr Ani, is it going to be nothing? If I'm not mistaken, the Tzof Naspaneach has this Chakir. We saw a Lashon in Rashi Ala Toira. Rashi Ala Toira, when he's describing Meisr Ani, so he doesn't call it Meisr Ani. He says that there's Meisr Rishon, and in the third year, Meisr Sheni Shaloi is Nitnalani. A zog from Rashi. Meisr Sheni Shaloi Nitnalani. What's meintas? Ichmein is what he's saying is that Be'etzem, it has the same shir, Meisr Sheni and Meisr Ani. It's the same thing, Be'etzem, Meisr Sheni and Meisr Ani. Nor vas, in the third year, so the Meisr Sheni is Nitnalani. And therefore, Be'etzem also has a Shem Meisr Sheni. What would be the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be if a person is mafresh and he says, this is Meisr Sheni. So what's the din of Meisr Sheni during this year? It's Nitnaliani. It's a different din, but it's Taka Meisr Sheni. If you understand Meisr Sheni, Meisr Ani are two different things. So I didn't take off Meisr Ani, I took off Meisr Sheni. So the Chayra, the Afresha shouldn't be Chal. It's not going to be Meisr Sheni. It's not, his year's not Meisr Sheni. What's it going to be? The Chayra, nothing. You made a mistake. But if you say that the Yisoid is that this is the Hafrosha Meisr Sheni, this is the second Meisr on the Kri, then maybe it's going to be Chal. So Lashon, the Rambam also, Rambam's Lashon says the following thing. Rambam says the following thing. Kol Shone Mafrishin Meisr Sheni. V'chol Shone Mafrishin Meisr Sheni. So the Choyra, that's not accurate, because the two out of the 7 years, you're Mafresh Meisr Ani, or the six, whatever you want to consider it. Chol Shonem Mafresh, I don't remember exactly what the, let's see if this is it. He says afterwards, the Rambam, that in the third year, in the sixth year, so in the place of the Meisr Sheni, you give Meisr Ani, so you have to know exactly how to take the Lashon. But that's what the Rambam says. I'm going to have to find it anyway, because there's a machlekes here. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Okay, so this is interesting. I don't know if the Lashon of the Rambam is Mukhrach, but we're thinking the following interesting machlekes here between the Rambam and the Ravid. It says, Peiros Shana Shnia, Shenis Arvu BePeiros Shalishas. You have produce from the second year that gets mixed up with the third year. Oshashlishis Beravias. So what do you do? Holchan Acharoy. You go Basad Aroy. You have to know what to do with it. How are you going to be mafresh? So Truma and Meisr is not a problem. It doesn't make a difference. What's the nafgamina? Is whether you're going to give Meisr Sheni, you're going to do Meisr Ani. Mechza la Mechza, mafresh Meisr Sheni, avaloy Meisr Ani. Yeah. So says the Ravid. The Ravid argues. Lama lo yafresh meiser ani. Halor yesh lehem iser tevel. So he says, Matzila bekiva al sveiko iser shnei iserim, meiser sheni u'meiser ani. Just, why don't you do both of them? If you don't know what it is, you should do meiser sheni and meiser ani. So the Rikorkus brings down on the Rambam to answer for the Rambam, and he says, Dasa Rambam is that one hafrasha is going to work for both of them. The Rambam holds. Here it is. He says, Dasa Rambam is that you're just going to be mafrish one, and that'll be enough for both of them. If it's Meisr Sheni, it'll be Meisr Sheni. If it's Meisr Ani, it'll be Meisr Ani. You don't know which one it is. If it's, you don't, because it's this Arav the Shanim. L'choira, the machloikes between the Rambam and the Ravid can be in this. If I don't know if I'm chayiv truma or I'm chayiv meiser, can I take off one hafrasha and say whatever I'm chayiv, that's what it is? It's not a hafrasha. Because are you being mafrish for kayanim, being mafrish for levim? Well, you're just going to put it aside and say this is aside? What does aside mean? Vosidas. So that's not hishtish the hafrasha. Maybe that's not called afresha b'chlal. Afresha doesn't just mean put something on the side. It means you're mafresh for a specific person, for a specific purpose. So therefore, I understand that you can't be mafresh just one thing and say this is for both of them. Maybe that's the das of the Ravitz. The Ravitz then do two afreshas. With afresha meisur, you have to do both. The das of the Rambam is it's enough to do one. How could you do one? Because the Rambam holds meisur sheni, meisur ani, is one afresha. We said a chakira from the achronim. If you're betois mafresh ma'aser sheni in the year ma'aser ani, maybe it's chal the ma'aser ani. Why? Because this is zelba afrosha. It's afrosha ma'aser sheni. To segate to the ani, to whether it goes to me, that's the din of the ma'aser. But if that's true, then maybe the ram holds you could be. What? It's different dinim, but the dinim is in a chanami, totally different dinim. But it's the din of the hafrasha. But the hafrasha is the hafrasha ma'aser sheni, and then a chanami is going to have two different dinim. You're right. It's good. It's totally different dinim. Yeah, it's a machshava.
Who was mazak? Who the Torah was mazak? The ma'aser.
Yeah. Okay. So it's an interesting thing. The Rambam brings down in the beginning of Hilchos Ma'aser. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to be mafrish ma'aser. Mitzvah sasei hu lahafrish ma'aser rishon v'litnoi lelevim. The Rambam is koyel in the mitzvah to be mafrish and to give it to the levim. The Rambam, Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, says there's a mitzvah to be mafrish ma'aser sheni. It doesn't make any mention of nesina. That's pashut. Because you don't give ma'aser sheni to anyone, you give it for yourself. The shaila is, the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Ani also doesn't make any mention of hafrasha and nesina to aniyim. Why doesn't the Rambam say that you're mafrish and you give it to the aniyim? The Rambam brings it in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. The Achsuch, the Rambam also just says lahafrish. Lahafrish ma'aser aniyim. Why does it say the hafrish and litno laniyim? Maybe that's what he means. The hafrish ma'aser laniyim. It doesn't sound. That's the ma'aser. The ma'aser is the ma'aser sheni. The hafrish ma'aser litno laniyim. The Ram says that by ma'aser. The hafrish ma'aser rishon velitnoi lelevim.
Yeah. Might have seen somewhere that just like there's a hafrish and a sina by truma. There's a frosha and a chila by Ma'aser Sheni.
Yeah.
I think the Mechazinuch when it says something like that. Is that Mechazinuch? Who says that?
Rabban says
it's Rashi. Ah, that was the Machlik. The Mechazinuch spoiled that. Oh, in the Ba'an.
If there's a mitzvah sachila.
The mitzvah sachila is b'mkoyim nesina.
I got it. Yeah, okay. So therefore,
so the Ram doesn't hold that way.
The Ram puts it all together in one mitzvah,
and the Ram doesn't count it. That's very good. That's very good.
So I was thinking that it could be that Ad Kama is the Matnas Aniyim is really is a Ma'aser Sheni. It's Lahafrish Ma'aser LaAniyim. So Ad Kama is Ma'aser Rish. Ma'aser Sheni doesn't have a Nesina. So Ma'aser Anis doesn't have a Nesina. It's the mitzvah is the Afrosha. What's the din of the Afrosha? The din is I should eat it. He should eat it. Maybe the Ram holds to that reason. This Taki is no mitzvah Nesina on Ma'aser and Ma'aser Ani. I was thinking perhaps another pshat, which is that the Rambam brings down that an Ani is allowed to take from the Goyrin Bal Korcho of the Balabais. So if the ani can take in the garden, but kochah the bala bais, there's no mitzvah nesina. That's
well, no, the ma'aser ani is like the lekachicha upeya. You don't have to give it to him.
Right. It depends where it is exactly, but yeah. So therefore, there's one that's nesina. Shaila, which I don't have an answer for really, is that the Rambam in Hilchos Truma also doesn't bring down a ma'aser nesina. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumas in the Kayseres, the Rambam says the hafrish truma gedoyla v'litnoi l'koyen. So why doesn't the Rambam say that there's a mitzvah also by Trumas? Yeah. It's Tovis Hanoh, Tovis Hanoh in a moment. Kitzer, just some Ha'oros. Okay. It's a fascinating thing here, and I didn't see any real clear direction with this. The Rambam brings down that there's three different lavim when it comes to the Isser of eating Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. The Rambam brings it down as three different lavim. The Rambam again in the Kayseres. The Rambam says, "Shelo lechol ma'aser shenis shel dogon chutz liYerushalayim." That's mitzvah hey. Mitzvah vav. Shelo lechol ma'aser tirosh chutz liYerushalayim. Shelo lechol ma'aser yitzor chutz liYerushalayim. The Rambam brings it as three bazunder lavim. Three lavim. In the whole mitzvahs ma'aser sheni and neter avai, there's nine mitzvahs in laveiros. Three of them is shelo lechol dogon, shelo lechol tirosh, shelo lechol yitzar. The Rambam brings it as three. The Ramban argues, the Ramban says, that really it's all one lav. It's bets in one pasuk, but the pasuk is pirate all three of them. So I believe it's the Gemara that says that why is the pasuk pirate all three? To tell you, you're going to get a lav al kol echad ve'echad. Says the Ramban, it's ribuy halav. It's ribuy. I'm sorry, you get a malchus. I'm sorry. It says malchus al kol echad. Says the Ramban, it's ribuy hamalchus in one lav. It's really all one lav, but it's only three different manifestations. And the Rambam argues. The Rambam says no. When the Gemara says malchus al kol echad ve'echad, the Gemara really means to say it's three different lavim. Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. I was thinking that perhaps. The machlokes could be l'shitasam, penzayin. Get us back to our bread and butter. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether skila, sreifa, hereg, and chenek. The Rambam counts them as four different mitzvahs. And the Ramban says it's all one mitzvah. It's four different oifanim of doing the same mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of bi'at romike becha. There's a mitzvah of bezdin, fearing ois. But it's just four different manifestations of the same mitzvah. And the Rambam says, no, it's four different mitzvahs. So, Ken Zayin, I don't know, I have to ask people that are more, have more ideas than me. Maybe this is like a machloikas in principle. The Shitasam, Rambam and Ramban. When you have, the Torah tells us, different oifanim of doing something, or do you automatically make that into a different mitzvah? That's the Shitas of Rambam. Therefore, the Rambam says over here, at Kamas, you're telling me it's different malchus, so it's kilu has, it's a different maisa, it's a different maisa, it's a different mitzvah. And the Rambam says three different mitzvahs. And the Ramban says no, that at Kamas it's all nichlal, the same idea, the same general idea, is going to make it to one mitzvah. Yeah. We said a possible nafka minan, we don't know if this is really, if it is legitimate or not. A nafka minan to the Rambam and Ramban here would be, if a person, we mentioned three different things, Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. If a person would have a chatzi zayas of Dagon and a chatzi zayas of Yitzhar, whatever it might be, or if it's Revius, yeah, Yitzhar is easiest. Is it mitzdarif? Is it going to be mitzdarif or not? According to the Rambam, it's the Chor, it's not going to be mitzdarif. It's three different lavin. You're not going to mitzdarif from one lav to the other. But according to the Ramban, where it's all one lav, so then Ken Zayin will be mitzdarif.
It's also still three
of Fanim. It's not klar, because there's the mice, you get Malkus Kol Echad Ve'Echad, which means that it's three of Fanim. Maybe it shouldn't be Mitztarif.
According to the Ramban, I'm saying yeah. They go with the Rashida's direction before. According to the Ramban, the Bezim will do half Skila and half Chenek.
So by Skila, where this came up to us in Malkus was, if you can't do one, do you automatically do the other? So there is a certain underlying common denominator, which we said in the Ramban, So that's why it's not Muchach. You have to know exactly how. Yeah. Okay. So on this Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch has a kasha. He asks that the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, the Rambam seems to say, and this is the part that I didn't really see anyone talk about. The Rambam seems to say that Hilchos Trumas and Maizus, we have here a Pesach, maybe it'll help us out. Seems to say that it's not only on these three that you have Hilchos Trumas and Maizus. The Hilchos Trumas and Maisus, which is going to include Maiser Sheni, is on all Tvua, is on all anything that grows. Kol shegiduloi min ha'aretz chayev b'truma. Af kol kiyotzeven chayev b'truma v'chein b'maisres. The Rambam seems to say, many Rishonim argue, that there's a chayev truma and Maiser on everything, midyoraisa. The other Rishonim say it's derabanan. The Rambam seems to say it's Diyaraisa. So I asked him in Chas Chinuch, if it's Diyaraisa, so you're going to have it in Maiser Anim, Diyaraisa, also on all Tvua. So why does the Rambam say that the Lav is only on these three particular things? On Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. Now let's get clear. According to the Ramban, the Kasha wouldn't be Shver, because maybe it's not these. These are just three Oifanim of being Oifanim. Maybe there's other Oifanim. Maybe it's each. We can. But according to the Rambam, that says it's mamish three lavim. So what lav are you going to be over if you eat something else? There's no lav. There's a lav b'myuchud with this, and with that. According to the Rambam, it's really one lav. It's maiser ani chutz liyushalayim. So maybe there you could. But the Rambam l'shitasa is l'chayr going to be a big problem. what is a person going to be over if he eats Meiser Ani that's not from these three minim outside of Yerushalayim? Rabbi Lerner? Meiser Sheni. Right, Meiser Sheni. So I don't know.
It's a ribui in Dagon.
What?
Isn't it a ribui from the Pasuk of Dagon?
Yeah, what?
All the other...
Not that you're over on a lav. There's no lav.
Where the Rambam say the Chaimus? What's the Rambam makor? It's the Raisa. Where is it in the Torah?
It says... Ma Dagon Tiyush V'Yitzar, Ma'achol Adam. All three of them.
It's a ribui.
But from all three, yeah. It's a ribui. But it's just a deraisa. So what I'm understanding is that maybe... What's being suggested is that maybe... In a Chanam, you're not over on a lav. You're not over on a lav. You're only over on a lav. On these three, the other ones, I've added their diraisa. Maybe it's a lower level diraisa. Yadua, the Rambam says by Kesef Kedushin is midivrei seifrim. The Rambam doesn't mean it's midivrei seifrim mamish. It means that it's like it's a lower level diraisa because it's not mefurish. So over here also, maybe the Rambam means in a chanami, the lav you're only over the three that are mefurish in the Torah. The other ones, maybe you're not over on the lav. There's another interesting nekud in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he mentions that you're over, he only seems to mention you're over for achila and shtia. The Rambam doesn't mention sicha. He doesn't mention you're over for doing sicha chutz l'Yerushalayim. You're over if you're oichal chutz l'Yerushalayim. If you're shoyse chutz l'Yerushalayim. The Rambam doesn't mention any of the three types of ways of consuming ma'aser sheni, achila, shtia, and also sicha. The Rambam doesn't mention it. So at first I was thinking maybe the Rambam says why is sicha taka considered to be a form of consumption because sicha kishtia. So maybe the Rambam is being makatzer and he really means sicha also. He says achila shtia and nichlal and shtia sicha. But maybe if we're saying that in Hanami not every form of meiser sheni is going to have this lav. Maybe in Hanami sicha also won't have this lav. At Kama as you're saying there's meiser sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim. Other Maisa Sheni, which a person is not going to be over the lav on. So not every form of consumption of Maisa Sheni, Chutz L'Yerushalayim, is going to have the lav. Maybe the lav is only on Achila. And Sicha does not include it. Don't know. Okay. There's something I'd like to speak with the Olam about in general, how does this Chil work? Trying to figure out what's the nature of them. How does it work to transfer Kedusha from your meiser sheni, from your peiros, from your tvuah, onto money, and then back onto peiros. So, does a person need to? Is he the person who's making this? Does he have to have das when he's doing it? Is there something that goes into it, or does it just happen automatically? When a person has meiser sheni, and then he exchanges it, whatever he exchanges it for becomes automatically the kedusha meiser sheni. It's l'chayra clear in the first Mishnah that it doesn't happen automatically. Because the first Mishnah says right away, I don't know if I have one here. Anyone have a, here, I got one right here. The first Mishnah starts off and it tells us, Meiser Sheni, Ein Meichren Oisai. What does it mean, Ein Meichren Oisai? So the Mefarshim explain, your Meichren Oisai, you can't sell it even if you're going to be moilech the thing that you're buying to Yerushalayim. So what does that mean? He's selling it with the understanding that what I'm buying
money.
No, I'm sorry. Even if the person that's buying it is going to be Halicha Yerushalayim.
The person buying
is going to be Halicha Yerushalayim. What does that mean? So that means that the Kedusha is not transferring. The person who's buying it, I'm selling it Al das that the person who's buying it is going to be l'chul yishalayim. That means that when I sell my meiser sheni, it doesn't automatically, the kedusha doesn't transfer onto what I bought. I'm selling it to him, you bring it to yishalayim. Can't do it. Either because it's stam asnis and it's kerab meir, it's mama gavaya, or because it's a bizayin for the meiser sheni. Al kopanim, what do I see? That not every time I sell my meiser sheni, does the kedusha automatically go off the meiser sheni. So you need my das in order for the kedusha to go off. That's what it seems like. Am I reading the Mishnah right?
For chil
you need das. I'll call upon him in that direction. When I'm selling my peiros, if we don't make clear that the kedusha is going off onto the money you're giving me, the kedusha stays on the peiros. Problem is that the Mishnah later on, and we spoke at length about this, the Mishnah later on says, what happens if a person accidentally takes his mois, doesn't know what he has in front of him, mois meiser sheni, and he goes and he buys fruit? So the Gemara says the Mekach, the Mishnah says the Mekach Tois. Why is the Mekach Tois? Most of the Mefarshim tell us the Mekach Tois because all of a sudden now I have fruit that has Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni on it. I don't want Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni. He's not in Yerushalayim now. He forgot that he has Ma'aseh Sheni. And the Kedusha went on automatically. The pinyon happened b'shoigeg. He didn't even know it was Ma'aseh Sheni. And then all of a sudden he's got money. So what do we see from over there? Even though a person is not intentionally coming to transfer the Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni from the money onto the Peres, it goes onto the Peres automatically. The Gemara says, oh, but it's a Mekach Tois because I'm not interested in having Peres with Kedusha. But Vice the Chois, it would have happened if it wasn't for the fact that it's a Mekach Tois. Now, how would it have happened? There's no Das. There's no Das to make to transfer.
There's the other direction.
Oh. So the Chaira, we could say a few different Pshatim. One Pshat is that over there. Well, I start with the first teretz. My Chavrus was suggesting maybe a teretz is that maybe really the kedusha does automatically transfer under normal circumstances. A berdas fakert can be ma'akev. In other words, the first mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni is talking about a person intentionally maybe saying, listen, you're keeping the kedusha staying with you, not with me. I have das that it's not going to go off. Maybe that'll stop the kedusha.
But we're doing the mishnah that is talking about a case that he's selling it for cheaper because. So that I don't have to schlep it.
Oh, this is das faket. The case of the Mishnah is where there's das faket. Maybe that could be. Maybe really, Kedusha does go off automatically anytime a person transfers bylis. But das faket would perhaps be makif. Could be. Another mahalach you could say is perhaps it depends on what is happening. When you're taking something that has Kedusha and you're putting it onto something else, there you need to have das to put it on. You need to have das to take the Kedusha out of the Peres and put it onto Mammon. But if there's Kedusha in Mamon, and now you're putting it onto something else, the whole mahus of the money having Kedusha is in order that it can now be put onto a different thing. In theory, I have Peres with Kedusha and Ma'aseh Sheni. What's the normal thing to do with that? What's the regular, the glatta thing to do with that? Is to leave the Kedusha there and bring it to Yerushalayim. So to be pointed is it has to have das to make that. But what's the normal thing to do with Ma'aseh Sheni? You're not going to eat it. You always have to put the money, the kedusha, onto something else. So maybe over there it happens automatically.
Further down in the Mishnah, different places that buying the Ma'aseh Sheni after you have the money, it's not a chilul. It's fulfilling the destiny of the money.
That's the tachlis. Yeah,
you're buying it.
It's a different mechanics. A third thing, which is that there in that Gemara. There's another different shot in the Gemara and the Rishayim. The way that we learned the Mishnah, I mean, the Mishnah says that if a person has mois and he doesn't know it's mois Ma'aseh Sheni, he doesn't know it's mois Ma'aseh Sheni, and he goes buys fruit. So now he's stuck with fruit with Kedusha. So what do we see? We see that it happens automatically on its own. But there's another pshat in the Gemara. The other pshat in the Gemara, why do I feel it was Rashi? The other pshat in the Gemara is Pumfakert. The pshat in the Gemara is that the Meicher just got stuck with Mois Ma'aseh Sheni. Pum Faker Pshat in the Gemara. That it wasn't, it didn't happen. Tosfos. It didn't happen. The Kedusha didn't switch onto the Peres. And the Chayyur is Zetm in the Gemara, Pum Fakert. That when it's a Shoigeg, it doesn't happen. And now he's got money that's Mois Ma'aseh. I don't want Mois Ma'aseh Sheni. I was selling you Peres. I wasn't interested in getting money. Now I have to deal with Mois Ma'aseh Sheni. So what's that mean according to those Rishonim? It's mamish fakert. When a person accidentally tries to exchanges mois ma'aseh sheni with Peres, it doesn't transfer the Kedusha. So the Chayra, it's going to come out of what appears to be a major machloikas Rishonim, how to learn that Gemara over there, that Mishnah I mean, which is when a person does an exchange, does it automatically transfer the Kedusha and not transfer the Kedusha? I was thinking perhaps, and with this I'll close, there's more thoughts, but with this we'll close. It's late. As follows. It's brought down. In the Mishnah mentions that what happens if a person puts Ma'aseh Sheni onto something that he's not supposed to put it on. He puts Ma'aseh Sheni onto a behema basar taifa. Lokech the Mishnah Dal, Lokech Chayil Zivchei Shlamin. Behema the baser taiva lo yotza or lechulin. Now, what does lo yotza or lechulin mean? Is a machlokes rishonim, but according to most rishonim, it means that it wasn't chal the pigeon. Lo yotza or lechulin means lo yotza. It's in a b'toyres yotza or lechulin, and it's not chal the pigeon. Why is the pigeon not chal? So lokeh chayil zivchei shlamim. It's very simple. Why it's not chal? It's not chal because because you can't have a chaya as if cheshlam, it doesn't exist. So there's it's not chal because it didn't work. But behema lebasar taiva, really behema lebasar taiva should work. Midyoy raisa, there's nothing wrong with being mafrish, mois maisusheni, for or being pointed onto behema lebasar taiva. Elamai the chachomim made a gzera. Now the chachomim made a gzera. It's a din derabbanan. It's a din derabbanan. So what does it mean lo yotzahar lechulin? It means that it's not chal. It's not chal. Maybe this is an iser. There's a question where the kedush is. So what does it mean it's not chal? How, why is it not chal? Should be chutz bichal midiraisa. It's not chal midirabanan. But that's the chayre. That's a din derabbanan. So the oilam was tining that maybe over here we can apply the klal of hefker bezin hefker. In other words, a person trying to be loikeach behema lebasar taiva chachamim as exerim midirabanan. They don't want it to be chal. So therefore, the mafkia the kinyan and hefker bezin hefker. The kinyan is not chal. It says, so we saw differently. The other pshat we saw is from the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael says, Yesh koch b'yad chacham lakor dover min ha-toyro v'shev v'al tase. Yesh koch b'yad chacham, it's a different thing. Then you're donning it as iser. In other words, what are we donning the pigeon as? We're donning it as mamon. If it's mamon, so then it's hefker bezin hefker. If it's iser, so it's yesh koch be'alchom akadom minator, that's klapi iser. So over here, how are we donning what's happening over here with the pigeon? Are we looking at it as the pigeon is a direct result of the kinyan, and therefore mafkir the kinyan, mafkir the pigeon, or we're donning it as isurim? That seems to be the different ways of understanding. It could be that will depend also on what we were saying before. If it happens automatically, or do you need das for it? Is it a chelik of the, you're looking at it as a kinyan, you're looking at it as a mitzvah? These are just some machshavas, thoughts I had on Maaseh Sheni. I enjoyed immensely being able to learn Bechabur, is something that I never got a chance to really learn Be'iyun. So I want to give the other a big yashar koach.
Rav says it's a bit of a big cover.